Welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Jane Massingham, editor of the European Plasticizers Report. She's going to tell us about the journey of the European plasticizers market over the past 6 to 8 months. So we can see that there have been some real peaks in pricing during the first half of this year. Can you give us details of why this happened?
Hi, Melissa. Yes, so the plasticizers have had a bit of a rocky road in Europe during the first half of 2017, with some grades suffering acute tightness at a time of strong demand. If we go back to October 2016, there was the BASF force majeure declaration following the fire at the harbour part of the Ludwigshafen, Germany sites. While they're running the unit now, it has been at low rates. Then shortly after that, in November, there was a LANXESS force majeure declaration on an upstream phthalic anhydride unit, and this put further pressure on plasticizers. Within a few weeks, the LANXESS FM had a knock-on effect onto Evonik's plasticizer production, and they in turn had to declare force majeure in November. So all these issues added to further planned shutdowns on phthalic anhydride, also saw some struggling to operate their plasticizer units at full rates. Indeed, by January, there were issues at 7 phthalic anhydride sites in Europe, both planned and unplanned. Then in February, the group Azoty-Zach had a force majeure on plasticizers at both their oxos and plasticizers unit due to the upstream problems at connecting fertilizer site. Moving into April, there was then news that Oxea had made the decision to phase out its DOTP production in Amsterdam, Netherlands, which it said was due to consistently stronger demand in some other plasticizers. And then in May, the market was hit once again by another force majeure from Evonik due to an explosion at its feedstock site in Antwerp. And this was from 10th of May through to mid-June. Added to this, at the end of May, ZAC went into a scheduled shutdown for 2 weeks. So the combined supply restrictions saw the buyers of plasticizers taking another triple-digit rise by 200 euros in some cases. So all of these factors contributed really towards some very strong moves. Triple digit rises were seen both in March and again in June.
Wow, that's a lot to absorb. So how are things going now?
Well, prices have been easing back. Some would say it's more of an adjustment to reflect a more balanced supply picture in July. And demand has indeed remained fairly good until now. All units, with the exception of BASF, are running well. And there is imported material seen from both Turkey and Asia, so it is a much more balanced situation than it has been for many months.
Okay, so what about moving forward? What's the feeling out there?
Well, we will inevitably see some summer slowdown on the demand front as we go through August. But as I said, with all units running well and there is some imported material, August should give some suppliers a chance to replenish their stocks to normal levels, because some inventories are still said to be quite precariously balanced. And then further forward into September, well, that can be quite a buoyant month. And pending any further unexpected production issues, the market should remain quite balanced. Then in October, BASF is expected to be back in full production, and sources are keen to see where prices will settle once that material is absorbed back into the market. Customers have, of course, absorbed some really steep hikes over the past 6 months. And while some of this has already been given back, many on the buy side are looking to recover further margins moving forward. The market's also awaiting news on the anti-dumping investigation case that was raised by Turkey against Korean DOTP back in November. And an outcome from this is expected sometime in August. And then further afield, there are also regulatory pressures on phthalate plasticizers that could see some shifts in production and consumption of certain grades and change the landscape of plasticizers further.
Wow, so it's been a very interesting past few months. So thanks for explaining that, Jane. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news from the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.